Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Jillaroo from Jacaranda, written by Mandy Magro and read by Alicia Bennett. For Josephine Weiss, for raising the most amazingly loving, kind, loyal, and devoted man I've ever met. You've blessed me with my forevermore in your wonderful son, Des. Kiss, kiss. If you never allow your deepest feelings to surface, if you never take the risk to free fall into love, you'll live a life filled with regret. Prologue. Rose Jones lifted her dark sunglasses to the top of her head, took a shaky breath and braved a glance left and right. All around her, the pews of the church were packed with mourners, from near and far. Her beautiful great-grandmother had touched many hearts over the years. Elizabeth Jones was going to be deeply missed. Bringing her attention from where her stepfather Heath had his arm wrapped tightly around her grieving mother, Rose looked to the mahogany casket adorned with flowers through tear-blurred eyes. She jumped as her father Mark placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder. Swiveling in her seat, she graced him with an appreciative glance over her shoulder. His kind eyes were filled with the same sadness she carried in her heart. She was grateful for his comfort, especially as the poker-faced man beside her was cold as ice after an argument this morning and had offered her no support. It showed to Rose how insensitive her fiancé had become. Rose and Finley Cole had been together for years, sharing dreams, fears, goals, and yet she felt as if she didn't know him at all anymore. Cracks were appearing in every part of their relationship, but after months of trying to be the only peacekeeper, she just didn't have the energy anymore, and they were sinking, fast. Watching Gigi, her great-grandfather, shuffle up to say his final words very nearly had her sobbing uncontrollably. But with her mother squeezing her hand tight, she held it together. Just. She also felt consoled in knowing her great-grandmother was no longer suffering from the cancer that had stolen her bright spirit and riddled her body with pain, even if it didn't curb the fathomless anguish of her loss. Never had she thought her heart could break like this. It was as if she could barely draw a breath. Taking a moment to gather himself, David Jones cleared his throat before leaning into the microphone. Elizabeth was the absolute light and love of my life. She was a wonderful wife, a devoted mother, a loving great-grandmother and a loyal friend to many. She always believed that love was the greatest of gifts. And we all know how much of it she gave to each and every one of us. His chin wobbled, and he paused, gripping the lectern tightly. Excuse me for a minute. Closing his eyes, he turned his back to the mourners, his burly shoulders shaking. Unable to sit back and see her hero in so much pain, Rose shot to her feet, disregarding her wobbly legs and rushed to his side. It's okay, Gigi. I can finish your speech if you like, she whispered, rubbing his back. Thank you, little one. But I want to try to do this. For her. Wiping his eyes with a handkerchief, he brought his big hand to her cheek. But can you stay here with me just in case? Biting her trembling lip, Rose bit back a sob. Of course I can. In her line of sight, her mum, Molly Jones, offered her an appreciative look. After a few breaths, her great-grandfather turned back to the sea of mourners, and she slipped an arm around him. Together, somehow, they got through it. As they always had and always would, no matter what life threw at them. Then, taking his hand in hers, she led him back to his seat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?